Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sarabjit Kaur. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hails passage of Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill as major boost to ease of living and ease of doing business. Election Commission hands over investigation of hostage of judicial officers during SIR drive in West Bengal's Malda district to NIA. Indian Navy's indigenously built advanced stealth frigate Taragiri to be commissioned in Vishakhapatnam today. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls for a peaceful settlement to West Asia conflict. Khelo India Tribal Games to conclude in Chhattisgarh this evening. Karnataka leads medals tally with 23 gold. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad beat Kolkata Knight Riders by 65 runs in Kolkata last night. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the passage of the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026 in Parliament will give a major boost to ease of living and ease of doing business in the country. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the bill strengthens a trust-based framework that empowers citizens and marks the removal of outdated rules and regulations. Mr. Modi noted that it will also ensure speedy disposal of cases and reduce litigation burden through decriminalization. He added that the consultative approach adopted in drafting the bill is noteworthy and complimented all those who contributed their insights and supported its passage in Parliament. The Parliament passed the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill with the Rajya Sabha approving it yesterday. The Lok Sabha had passed the bill on Wednesday. First Deputy Prime Minister of Russia, Denis Manturov, called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. During the meeting yesterday, Mr. Manturov briefed the Prime Minister on the progress in various areas of mutually beneficial cooperation, including trade and economic partnership, fertilizers, connectivity and people-to-people ties. Mr. Modi recalled the successful visit of Russian President Vladimir Putin to India in December last year for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. Mr. Modi expressed satisfaction at the sustained efforts being made by both sides towards implementation of the outcomes from the annual summit. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has handed over the investigation of Malda case to the National Investigation Agency. The NIA team will reach West Bengal today. Yesterday, the Supreme Court had taken serious note of 7 judicial officials engaged in the SIR exercise being taken hostage in Malda district. The court had termed it deplorable and sought responses from the State Home Secretary, Director General of Police and other officials for their inaction. The Apex Court directed the Election Commission to order a probe by either the CBI or NIA and to immediately ensure security for judicial officers, including deployment of central forces, if required. The decision has been taken in compliance with the directive of the Supreme Court. They will submit their preliminary report to the Apex Court on 6th of April. With just 5 days remaining for the conclusion of the public campaign, candidates across all 140 constituencies in Kerala are intensifying their efforts and planning last-minute strategies to strengthen their positions. Our correspondent has the details.
The release of election manifestos by all major fronts has added momentum to campaign activities in Kerala. Following the earlier release of the NDA manifesto, both the UDF and LDF unveiled their manifestos yesterday, heating up debates on campaign platforms. As part of the NDA campaign, senior BJP leader and Union Minister JP Nadda will arrive Thiruvananthapuram today, accompanied by other national leaders. Meanwhile, senior BJP leader Smriti Irani will participate in a roadshow at Arivikara in support of the BJP candidate. On the LDF side, CPM State Secretary M.E. Govindan will attend campaign activities in Vamana തിരുവനന്തപുരം നിയർ തിരുവനന്തപുരം. സി പി ഐ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് സെക്രട്ടറി ബിനോയ് വിശ്വം വിൽ ഓൾസോ ടേക്ക് പാർട്ട് ഇൻ ക്യാമ്പയിൻ പ്രോഗ്രാംസ് ഫോർ എൽ ഡി എഫ് കാൻഡിഡേറ്റ്സ് ഇൻ തിരുവനന്തപുരം. ഫോർ ദ യു ഡി എഫ്, കോൺഗ്രസ് വർക്കിംഗ് കമ്മിറ്റി മെമ്പർ ദീപേന്ദർ സിംഗ് ഹൂഡ വിൽ പാർട്ടിസിപ്പേറ്റ് ഇൻ ക്യാമ്പയിൻ ആക്ടിവിറ്റീസ് ഇൻ തിരുവനന്തപുരം. സീനിയർ കോൺഗ്രസ് ലീഡർ ആൻഡ് കർണാടക ഡെപ്യൂട്ടി ചീഫ് മിനിസ്റ്റർ ഡി കെ ശിവകുമാർ വിൽ അറ്റൻഡ് യു ഡി എഫ് ക്യാമ്പയിൻ ഇൻ വട്ടിയൂർക്കാവ്. ക്യാമ്പയിനിംഗ് കണ്ടിന്യൂസ് ടു ഗെയിൻ ഇന്റൻസിറ്റി ആസ് ദ ഫ്രണ്ട്സ് മേക്ക് ദ ഫൈനൽ പുഷ് എഹെഡ് ഓഫ് ദ പോളിംഗ് ഡേ. സ്മിതി എം പള്ളുരുത്തി, ആകാശവാണി ന്യൂസ്, തിരുവനന്തപുരം.
In our special series of constituency profiles, today we focus on the politically significant Haripad Assembly seat in Kerala. More details from our correspondent.
Haripad constituency is known for its backwaters and traditional boat races. It also has a rich cultural life. Currently, the constituency is witnessing a keen election contest with six candidates in the fray. Ramesh Chennithala, the sitting MLA and former opposition leader of Indian National Congress, is the UDF candidate at Haripad. T.T. Jimson of CPI is the LDF candidate, while NDA has fielded Sandeep Vajaspati of BJP. V.P. Vidya of SUCA Communist and two independent candidates are also contesting at Haripad. During 2021 elections, Ramesh Chennithala defeated R. Sajilal of CPI with a margin of more than 13,000 votes. In the 2016 elections also, Ramesh Chennithala was elected from Haripad with a margin of more than 18,000 votes. Smithy M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will arrive in Puducherry this afternoon to take part in election campaign. Our correspondent reports that Mr. Modi will hold a roadshow and address party workers and the public.
The Prime Minister will arrive in Puducherry Airport around 4:15 p.m. From there, the Prime Minister will proceed to Ajanta Signal Junction, the starting point of the roadshow. The roadshow will pass through a stretch of about 1.2 kilometers in Anna Salai and conclude near the Kamaraja statue. NDA leaders and candidates will accompany the Prime Minister. He will interact with party workers and supporters along the road, urging them to support the NDA. Elaborate security arrangements have been put in place for Prime Minister's visit. Over 1,000 police personnel have been deployed along with paramilitary forces brought in for election duty. Barricades have been erected along the route for crowd management and tree branches along the roadshow stretch have been trimmed to ensure clear movement. Bibin Asnath, Akashvani News, Puducherry.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will attend the commissioning ceremony of the advanced stealth frigate INS Taragiri at the Naval Dockyard in Vishakhapatnam today. The commissioning underscores the strategic and maritime significance of India's eastern seaboard. It also reflects the Indian Navy's continued focus on enhancing combat readiness and operational capability while reinforcing the objectives of Atmanirbhar Bharat. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has underlined the importance of round-the-clock monitoring of West Asian situation and the need to respond in a calibrated manner to deal with any eventuality. Chairing the second meeting of the informal group of ministers in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Singh informed that the IGOM was apprised of the measures being taken by the government in the wake of the ongoing conflict. During the meeting, the seven empowered group of secretaries briefed the meet on the steps being taken to tackle the situation. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for a peaceful settlement to the West Asia conflict. He said that it is high time for the United States and Israel to stop the war that is inflicting immense human suffering and triggering devastating economic consequences. He asked Iran to stop attacking neighboring nations. Speaking to the press outside the Security Council in New York, the UN chief said, "Every day this war continues, human suffering grows."
To the United States and Israel, it's high time to stop the war that is inflicting immense human suffering and already triggering devastating economic consequences. To Iran, to stop attacking their neighbors. Security Council has condemned these attacks and reaffirmed the need to respect navigational rights and freedoms along critical maritime routes, including the Strait of Hormuz. Conflicts do not end on their own. They end when leaders choose dialogue over destruction. That choice still exists and must be made now.
Christians across the world are observing Good Friday today with solemn prayers marking the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Churches are witnessing special services and the way of the cross with devotees gathering in large numbers. In Thiruvananthapuram of Keralam, prayers are being held at major churches including St. Joseph's Metropolitan Cathedral and St. Mary's Cathedral. The day is being observed in silence and penance as part of Holy Week leading up to Easter. The Khelo India Tribal Games being held in Chhattisgarh are concluding today. The closing ceremony will be held this evening in Raipur with Chief Minister Vishnu Dev Sai as the chief guest. On the occasion, international boxer Marie Kom and noted footballer Baichung Bhutia will also be present as special guests. Under the competition, the men's football final will be played today between Chhattisgarh and West Bengal. In the medal tally, Karnataka is leading with 23 gold medals, followed by Odisha with 20 gold medals in second place and Jharkhand in third position with 12 gold medals. In Indian Premier League cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 65 runs at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night, chasing a victory target of 227. KKR were bundled out for 161 in just 16 overs. Today, Chennai Super Kings will take on Punjab Kings at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai at 7:30 p.m. The South Asian Football Federation Under-20 Championship Final will be played between defending champions India and Bangladesh in Male, Maldives today. On the occasion of Good Friday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the day commemorates the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. In a social media post, the Prime Minister wished that may this day further deepen the values of harmony, compassion and forgiveness. And now for a look at today's newspapers. It's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thanks, Sarabjit. Trump encourages other countries to take Strait of Hormuz, warns of heavy strikes, says will bring Iran back to Stone Ages. They are the opening lines in the Asian Age. Hit by West Asia crisis, manufacturing activity slows to 45-month low in March, says the Hindu. Under the caption, smart rebound, benchmarks erase early losses to end in green, writes the Financial Express. The Pioneer front page headline reads, energy crisis, India flags concerns at UK-led talks. The Times of India says, law and order breakdown, Supreme Court slams Ghirawing in Bengal. Statesman in its editorial page under the caption, The Squeeze, writes that India's economic story has long rested on a simple promise, study hard, secure a stable job, enter the middle class. The compact is now quietly breaking down. For decades, policymakers expanded higher education on the assumption that skills would translate into upward mobility, and for a time that assumption held. But the structure that sustained this path is weakening. At the entry level, the number of graduates far exceed the availability of quality jobs. At the top, the nature of jobs is changing. The Economic Times informs, race to the moon, Artemis 2 takes off. The newspaper goes on to inform it will be the farthest human trip in history. Parents don't just miss the signs of autism, they reinterpret them. Delayed speech is one of the key early indicators of autism, reports the Statesman. And finally, under the intriguing caption, exotic beetles to fight exotic trees, Hindustan Times writes, Delhi gets first blueprint to rebuild its forest. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Sarah. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hails passage of Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill as major boost to ease of living and ease of doing business. Election Commission hands over investigation of hostage of judicial officers during SIR drive in West Bengal's Malda district to NIA. Indian Navy's indigenously built advanced stealth frigate Taragiri to be commissioned in Vishakhapatnam today. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls for a peaceful settlement to West Asia conflict. Khelo India Tribal Games to conclude in Chhattisgarh this evening. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad beat Kolkata Knight Riders by 65 runs in Kolkata last night. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.